Red Iris. Written and recorded by Litra. A The Flash fanfic, with the pairing Barry Allen, Mick Rory. Rated Gen. Summary. These irises were all the typical shades of purple, some lighter, some darker, some with a bit of white or yellow. Barry's hand came up to press against his breastbone where his soul mark was etched into his skin under his shirt. The mark was an iris too, except it was red as flame. The flower stall was at the very end of the row. It was nearly 2 PM, and the farmer's market was technically closing in 15 minutes. But this early in the season, almost everyone packed up around noon. That lone stall at the end, though, was still fully set up. White plastic buckets full of flowers that were only starting to wilt. 6 buckets, all in a row, taking advantage of the scant cover provided by a pop-up tent, while the stallkeeper read a book in the sun. Most of the buckets held tulips, but there were a fair number of daffodils and irises, too. Barry slowed to a natural stop, staring at that last, the rippling purple blossoms curving up towards him. These irises were all the typical shades of purple, some lighter, some darker, some with a bit of white or yellow. Barry's hand came up to press against his breastbone where his soul mark was etched into his skin under his shirt. The mark was an iris too, except it was red as flame. For a long time, he'd been convinced Iris was his match. It seemed so obvious that it had to be her. The iris for her name and the color for her fiery personality. But then she'd met Eddie, and, well, soul marks could be interpreted in a lot of different ways.
$1.50 each, or 15 for a dozen, the stallkeeper said over the top of his book.
Barry glanced over and took him in properly for the first time. He was tall, that was apparent even when he was sitting, with broad shoulders and a casual strength in his arms and shoulders. He wore a pair of jeans that had been washed so many times they had faded to near white and clung to his legs like a second skin, paired with a dark red button-up that was clearly his only attempt at professionalism. He was clean-shaven on both his face and the top of his head. The final touch was a pair of reading glasses that had slipped down the end of his nose. It was cute. The man was handsome in a rugged cowboy kind of way, but the glasses made him approachable, human. It was what Barry needed to let out the breath he was holding and relax. Barry looked down at the flowers, then back at the man. He patted his pockets for his wallet.
Right. Do you grow them? Barry asked.
The guy nodded.
Me and my sisters.
He gestured at the banner that was half-covered by tulips.
Rory Family Farm. I'm Mick.
He smiled and offered his hand. Barry melted a little bit, taking the hand with a smile of his own.
Barry Allen.
Nice to meet you. So, the flowers for you, or have you got a special someone?
Mick had to just be making small talk. He sold flowers. What else was he going to talk about? But in that moment, it sounded like he was asking for more personal reasons.
No, I don't. I mean, they're for my sister. She's bringing her fiancé over tonight, so I thought...
Mick stood and pulled a roll of butcher paper from behind his chair.
That's nice of you,
Mick said slowly. Barry realized too late how that sounded.
No, it's not... I'm not trying to show the guy up or anything. It's just a more formal dinner, and...
Mick laughed, his head falling back as if he didn't have a care in the world.
No, I get you. Pick out the ones you like, and I'll wrap them up for free.
Barry fumbled his wallet again, trying to reach for the bucket. Shoving it back in his pocket, he pulled out a handful of blossoms. Mick took them, looking them over, and nodded. He added a few white tulips and some green stuff to round out the dozen. Then he did something with the paper and some plastic wrap and a length of white ribbon. A minute later, the flowers were a perfectly formed bouquet.
15,
Mick said, offering up the flowers. Barry pulled out the money and passed it over. He looked down at the flowers, trying to think of a reason to stay. He'd come out to the market to get out of the house. Iris was just so in love with Eddie. They were so good together. Soul marks could appear at any time, but he'd gotten his years ago and still hadn't found his match. Seeing them so happy only reminded him of his own lack. But the market was well and truly over now. Even Mick was checking his watch. Barry turned and took the first step on the slow walk home. Except... Barry turned and called back. "Hey, Mick, do you have any red irises?" He knew they were a real thing, even if they weren't what most people pictured, and maybe if he had some of his own flowers, he could pretend. Mick slowly stood from where he'd been folding up his chair.
"Maybe," he said slowly, and Barry took a step closer. "I do have one red iris," Mick continued.
And then, with his eyes locked on Barry's, he tugged at the collar of his shirt. With the top two buttons undone, it fell open, revealing a fiery red iris. Barry gasped in a ragged breath. "You're..." Mick stepped forward, grabbing his shoulders.
"Hey, easy. You look like you're about to topple over. I'm sorry, I didn't mean anything. I just..."
"No," Barry shook his head, leaning into the touch and smashing the bouquet between them. "I just didn't think. I'm..." He reached for his own collar and tried to tug it down. Mick caught his hand, taking the flowers and tossing them aside as he stepped fully into Barry's space.
"Yeah, I thought you might be."
His other hand came up to cup Barry's cheek and pull him into a soft kiss. Barry gasped, his hands fluttered around, unsure what to do, until he caught at Mick's still open collar, and then with one little shift, everything fell into place. It was right and good, and he wanted more. The feel of Mick's muscled chest under his hands and pressed against him. Then he remembered where they were and forced himself to pull back. Barry got control of his mouth and managed to get out a full sentence. "Can I have your number?" Mick's laugh really was a beautiful sound. And not just because he agreed. The end.